Hi, this is Sheila again, and I wanted to do this this recording as kind of an addendum to the first podcast, which was in two parts, that I did earlier today on 2020 and the Dark Night of the Soul. So I would like for this to be a standalone podcast, so I want to just reiterate what I said in that podcast very briefly, and then move into why I'm doing an addendum and what I wanted to further elaborate on. And so one of the things that I had said about 2020, what is needed at a personal and a global level and all the levels in between, is that we need to develop our intuition, reactivate our intuition, is a better way of saying it, and to become discerning in evaluating information and facts and narratives that we are given by those that are in authority, but really anyone. For a long time, we have been a culture that has been conditioned. I mean, it's not, we are naturally, as human beings, we are naturally inquisitive. Anyone that has a child, has been around children, knows that children can ask about 20 bazillion questions in the span of about 10 seconds. Like, they can really make your head spin, but they are very thorough investigators, and they ask a lot of questions, and they ask a lot of really good questions. And, you know, they really step through this iterative process. And whether it's done by, you know, well-intentioned but perhaps tired and distracted parents, or it's done through the school system or through a thousand other avenues, what often happens is that we shut down that inquisitive nature, and we are conditioned that if someone is the authority, that we don't need to question. We can simply take that information and take it in whole without questioning, without evaluating, you know, without discerning. And we are conditioned very thoroughly in this way. And so in that first podcast, I said, you know, what we need to do is to re-energize our intuitive systems, that because we've been conditioned away from them, they've really lost their connection with our energetic systems. We need to reroute the energy through them. And that's very easy to do by simply pausing and reflecting and beginning to ask questions. So I want to dive into that a little bit more, because it really is that easy, and yet it may not be. So, you know, what I found as a little side note is the more that I dive into this work, the more the paradoxes come up, where two opposing things are simultaneously true. And so this falls under that paradoxical relationship, where yes, it is that simple. It is as simple as pausing and asking questions and reflecting and evaluating and choosing what we digest and what we discard. However, I think it bears to mention that while it is easy in that regard, in other regards it may not be. And it's worth me mentioning this as an addendum, because if you're struggling with that concept of identifying truth, there could very well be a very important reason behind it. And that reason could be trauma. And so trauma is another huge topic that I deal with. And, you know, I'm never going to do it the justice it deserves in this quick, what I'm intending to be a quick podcast. Trauma can be a variety of things. Trauma is really in the eye of the beholder, just as beauty is. So what I would consider traumatic and what you may consider traumatic can be two very different things. I think we can all agree that certain things, like having our persons violated, would be traumatic pretty much no matter who you are. But there are some aspects which are deeply personal and individual in terms of what is traumatic for one person that may not be traumatic for another. And so if we struggle with activating our intuitive systems and really standing, so when we activate, let's back up and talk about what that means a little bit more. When we activate our intuitive guidance and we become discerning, what that really means is that we're standing in our own power. That we are no longer handing our power over to, as I said earlier, an authority. That we are pulling that authoritative role back into ourselves, and we're taking that on. Now, that doesn't mean that we pretend to be the expert. And that's where the conditioning has gotten a little confusing, because we have the unspoken message, and sometimes it's not unspoken, sometimes it's explicitly said, but the kind of underlying subliminal message that happens when we're told to just trust the authorities and not question, the subliminal message is that we are not capable of evaluating that information ourselves, whether we're not smart enough or we don't have enough information, perhaps we're too distracted and our time is too limited, which, by the way, is actually a mechanism of control, as is making information limited in terms of alternative narratives. That information is purposely, and I know that sounds very conspiracy theorist, but we are seeing that. If you really open up your viewpoint and your perceptions, we're really seeing that happening right now. We're seeing censorship of information on social media, on internet search engines, where websites that present these alternate views or alternate narratives are being pushed down in the search. They're not being returned, up near the top where someone's going to see them. And so we are being conditioned to willingly give over our power. By the way, no one can take your power. You can only give it. It is a choice that you make. But the way that, this is a very clever system, and we often give that power over without even realizing what we're doing. And so when we take control, reactivate this intuitive guidance system, when we become discerning, what we're really doing is we're taking back our power. And in so doing, taking back our power might trigger past trauma. And what I mean by that is that when we come into this life, we are in our power. Even though we're helpless in terms of survival, our physical survival, we really maintain a lot of our own emotional, psychic, spiritual power. If you look at any precocious 2-year-old or 3-year-old, you can tell they still stand very firmly in their power, and it's because they haven't been conditioned yet. They also stand very firmly in there. They still have a very strong intuitive system. By the way, I've recorded this a couple times, so I'm not even sure if I touched on that this time or not. I've had a couple of interruptions, but children at that age are still very good investigators. If you look at how well, if you've been around a child at that age, not only are they precocious and they're tend to be pretty headstrong, but they're natural inquisitors, investigators. They can ask like 785.2 questions in the blink of an eye, and they can go through all the permutations and iterations that are necessary to get to a good answer. And I mean, truly, and I'm saying that kind of jokingly, but I really do mean that they come in with that natural curiosity and that really amazing ability to question that gets squashed. And whether it's from parents who are simply distracted and overwhelmed and, in a very unintentional reaction, all the way to intentional in our school systems and in other systems, we really do squash and condition out that natural inquisitiveness, that natural curiosity, and that relying on that intuitive system. We tell kids all the time, that, well, I have the experience and you don't. And that is true to an extent, but when we try to apply a set of rules to every circumstance, you know, logic tells us that's impossible, that at some point that rule, it cannot cover all the bases. And so while there's value in relying on, experience and, you know, this is generally how things work, there is definitely a place for us to rely on our gut instincts and our intuition. And so really culturally, we don't place value on these skills. We kind of pretend sometimes like we do. You know, if you watch TV shows that center around, you see it a lot with police shows, and sometimes with medical shows, but, you know, a cop that has the gut instinct, you know, and that really follows his gut, or the doctor who has, you know, just that intuition of there's something wrong and they follow it. You know, so sometimes we'll see that in a TV show, but how does that always end up, right? They always end up under investigation for not following protocol, for breaking protocol. And so even though there's sometimes that little idea like, oh yeah, sure, we value that, it's really not, because the follow-up message to that is if you follow your intuition, you're going to come under the microscope. You're going to be, you're going to be questioned and doubted, or, you know, whatever. But so the trick really here is going to be reactivating that intuition despite the conditioning. And I don't want to, if you're struggling, I want to point out that we condition people against their innate nature. So I'm just saying it a slightly different way, that the only reason to condition someone is to overwrite their natural behaviors. And so in and of itself, conditioning is traumatic. It is a trauma because you're taking someone away from their innate nature and who they are as a fundamental being. And so if you're struggling to activate this part of you, it could be because of this trauma. And so I just want to kind of point that out. It's not something really that I can go into how to fix in this short podcast, but trauma definitely can block at a subconscious level your ability to question, because there is that inherent feeling of potentially wading into waters that are dangerous, or that might take you outside of the tribe, which means taking you outside of safety. So going back to that analogy with the police officer, that, you know, we kind of like the guy that relies on his gut instincts, but he always has an investigation opened, right, into his actions and into that particular case because he didn't follow protocol. And so we really get that message very strongly. So yes, you, it might feel like a good thing to go, but, and so that can be a very challenging conditioning to then overcome. Because it does feel like there's trouble coming, especially if you're triggered by authority. That can really make you feel unsafe and feel like you're stepping out of the tribe. So I want to point that out because it's not something that I want to like be dismissive of and pretend that that's not an issue. And that certainly if you're struggling, that's no fault of your own. At the same time, it is still possible to overcome that, and I think it's worthwhile to attempt to heal that trauma so that you can stand in your power. Because again, it's all going back to, are you standing in your power or are you giving your power away? And right now, so many of us are giving our power away. And we really need to be standing in our power. The other thing I want to mention quickly about trauma and really how to identify it. So our culture, and again, I know this sounds a little conspiracy theorist, but it's really not. I mean, we have a lot of people in positions of power who are very skilled in terms of seeing a weakness and being able to leverage it. And our systems of authority do this quite naturally because the people, while the individual people that go into them, I believe, really have good intentions, those systems really train those people how to perpetuate this kind of idea of powerlessness, because the more that we do not retain our individual power, the more power becomes available to the system. So it's kind of, that's kind of a big mouthful and big thing to wrap your mind around. And it might be worth another podcast or whatever to talk about that idea of these thought forms, these big systems that are weird. They're not taking our power. We're giving our power to them, but it's leaving us powerless. And so when people go into these systems and they're trained and they're educated, they actually are taught, even though this isn't their intention at all, they really are taught mechanisms. The way that they behave, the way they present information perpetuates that cycle of us giving power to them and the system. And so this is a big issue that we have these wounds that, and it does create a wound. The trauma creates a wound. It's an open wound. As long as we keep giving our power away, we are not able to heal the wound. And so again, that's the whole reason for bringing the power back internally, because when we bring our power back to us, we are able to heal these wounds. As long as we're giving our power away, the wound stays open. As long as the wound stays open, it is available for manipulation. So what happens if you have an open wound? It's tender, it's raw, and you get very protective of it, right? You're shielding it. So when we have these, they're not physical wounds, but they're emotional wounds, they're mental wounds, their spiritual wounds. It may not be something, it may not be a trauma that you personally have suffered in your lifetime. There are generational wounds, ancestral wounds, cultural wounds. But as long as these wounds stay open, meaning that whatever, basically the wound was created in this process of trauma and giving away power, as long as that power is external and not internal, not inside, that wound stays open. And if that wound gets prodded, it hurts, right? It's painful, it's tender, and we get defensive, we get emotional, we might be afraid of it being poked and prodded, and or we might be angry. So this is really a lot of what we're seeing right now, right? We're seeing this manifestation of all of these wounds, mental, emotional, spiritual wounds, whether they're generational or not, but these wounds that have been allowed to stay open and not heal. And again, that's a product of our systems. Our systems don't handle trauma well. Whether or not that's intentional, I'll leave that to you to discern. But as long as these wounds and these traumas stay active, we stay defensive. And as long as we're defensive, we aren't rational. So if you take any creature, if it is wounded, it is defensive. It moves to protect. You know, it might even become vicious and violent. And what are we seeing right now? We are seeing people defensive and angry and fearful and sometimes vicious. And this is just speaking to the level of wounding and the level of trauma that exists. So saying all of that, again, going back to, I appreciate when I say that you have to start making decisions on your own. I also appreciate that having trauma can make that difficult. And so where does the healing start? You know, it's like the chicken or the egg, you know? And so what I would say is it becomes an iterative process, that you have to start the process and you just have to keep working at it. And so you start the process again by pausing, by reflecting, by asking questions. And then the other side of that is when you start feeling triggered, you start asking questions again. What's triggering me? Is there a wound here? Is there a trauma? And you just keep asking questions and staying open, honestly open to the answers that you receive. I do a lot of work with this in my practice. If this is something that, you know, you would like to have some help with, I'm not a clinical therapist or psychologist. What I do is work with primarily shamanic journeys, but also just some energetic techniques to help you reclaim your power. And so sometimes, you know, that can be a nice alternate therapy, whether or not you decide to go with a more conventional therapy. They work together, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. But if that sounds interesting, I do have sessions you can book on my website. Right now I'm running a special. If you do a session, you get a session for free, which is really nice for follow-up work. If you're unsure, I do offer a 15-minute consultation. And so that kind of gives you an opportunity to kind of outline where you are and what you're looking for. And then I can give you some thoughts on where we could go. So anyway, I hope that that's helpful. Again, it's really so much about being open and awareness and consciousness. And I can't reiterate that enough, that your power is yours and yours alone, and it is yours for you to claim. But it does take, you know, it does take work, and it's not always easy. So I don't want to make it seem like it's just, you know, so simple. It's not always, but it is so very needed right now. And so if you are someone who really wants to change the world, I truly believe from the bottom of my heart, this is the way to do it. And it is really the only way for each of us to reclaim our power. So, all right, thanks for listening. And like I said, if you have any questions, please reach out. I'm available by email. But also, as I said, I have sessions available on my website. You can just book a session. And I hope to talk to you soon. Thanks.